hay puerto rico, son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba listeners. The 1930s was a decade of the greatest growth in the independence movement in Puerto Rico. Two significant factors in this growth were the world economic crisis and the appearance of a leader who knew how to channel the aspiration of a whole people. These were the years in which Pedro Albizu Campos directed, sometimes openly and others not, various strike movements that had profound repercussions within Puerto Rican society. The nationalist leader would say that politics is harder than science because it is rooted in economics, and the economy is created with human beings. A strike is, in a certain sense, political because it affects to some degree the economy, which is at the root of politics. The trade union movement in Puerto Rico during those years responded to the American Federation of Labor and the Socialist Party, both presided over by Santiago Iglesias Pantin, father of the slogan of permanent union between Puerto Rico and the United States. He was, in other words, a fierce partisan of statehood for Puerto Rico. Of this party, Albizu said that it was limited to an economic program indifferent to the personality of Puerto Rico, essential to any economic program with any hope of becoming a reality. In a colony, he said, no political party makes sense without a political objective. He declared, it is a strange irony that the party that claims to defend the masses from capitalist exploitation is the most ardent defender of the regime that sustains and foments that exploitation. He maintained that the great majority of those in that party were ignorant of the political, philosophical, and religious theories that inspired socialism. What they seek is material well-being and an opportunity to educate themselves, both of which are absolute rights of those who labor. To Albizu Campos, the workers are the true power and the true source of riches of the homeland. According to Juan Antonio Corredjer, the Socialist Party had a limited organization and promoted a warped ideology contrary to the strike activity of the workers in the sugarcane fields. The strike movements in which Albizu Campos played a leading role during that decade included a university strike, three popular strikers, one against gasoline prices, one against the high price of bread, and one against the poor quality of wheat flour, one industrial strike, that of workers in the sugarcane fields and factories, two political strikes, one against the execution of mortgages on farms by the Federal Land Bank of Baltimore, and the electoral strike. By 1935, Albizu Campos had already counseled the business people of Ponce to practice peaceful resistance by refusing to pay taxes within the framework of the struggle against a sales law approved by the local legislature that was harmful for their interests. In early programs, we discussed the strike in the sugarcane industry and the electoral boycott. It must be added that the industrial strike of 1934 deeply influenced what was to come. It prepared both the workers and the people for the 1938 dock workers' strike that resulted in the organization of the trade union movement and the creation of the General Confederation of Workers of Puerto Rico, independent of Yankee trade unionism. We will discuss the other movements in future programs.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.